Time today with Scott George, of course, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Scott, let's talk a little bit about, as we come into this summer cattle conference, attitudes, I think, are probably a little bit better in many parts of the country compared to the flash drought of last year.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more optimism in the country. Unfortunately, we're still seeing some guys suffering from the other extremes. Don Pemberton, our vice president, is at home right now because they're having flooding. He's had a lot of moisture. In other areas, they've seen some relief, which has been more than welcome. We hope that the cattle producers will all be optimistic and increase their herds so we can have enough supply.
I guess that's one of the topics here, maybe in the hallway and even some of your sessions, is that rebuilding of the mama cow herd.
It really is. We've got good demand for our product, both domestically and internationally, but you've got to have enough supply to be able to meet that demand. And so we would like to encourage people to go ahead and increase their herds, get that cattle herd back up where it needs to be.
Mid-year checkup of the industry as you bring together your membership here. What are the two or three things in your mind that really you think need to be worked on and maybe tweaked a little bit and you're wanting to get some, maybe cast a little fresh vision on?
As far as some of the industry problems, number one, obviously, is the farm bill is still just, it's weighing on us. We keep thinking we're going to make some progress, and we do make some progress, and then there seems to be a step back. We're hopeful that we still have got time this year to get something to Congress and get some relief from this problem. So that's a challenge. We're really optimistic about export opportunities. Japan has now overtaken Canada as our number one export market for value. So we're seeing some export increases opportunities as well, and that's always good. Our concern with the industry as far as supply, it comes back to the consumer. And because of the short supply, we're seeing high retail prices, and people are starting to back off of our product, and that is real concerning. So we're trying to message things that say this is a good product. It has lots of value. It's worth the additional money. Those are things that are there. Mandatory cool is an issue that we'd love to see resolved, and so that's out there kind of stirring the pot, and it's a difficult discussion because it's so emotional. People get so emotional about this, and they don't want to sit back and start realizing what these implications are. So those are some of the big issues that we're facing right now.
Some of the groups that don't particularly like NCBA are really clamoring over this cool issue and the fact that NCBA is part of the litigation regarding against USDA. They're demanding that the checkoff board, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, rethink NCBA as a prime contractor. Your thoughts about that?
Well, their basic premise is they're accusing us of using checkoff dollars to lobby and intervene, and that's absolutely false. Checkoff dollars are not involved in any of our policy activities at all. When we do checkoff work, we are working on the consumer demand, and that's where we're focusing. Those dollars are not crossing the line. We have a huge oversight to make sure that does not occur. Now, the fact that NCBA has intervened on that suit is because we believe that there is a huge problem with this, and it is going to come back and negatively impact our producers. And so as a result, we joined the lawsuit because we've already got the World Trade Organization ruled against us. Now USDA's proposed new rules demanding that this product all be labeled with where it was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered or harvested. On every package of meat is going to have to be labeled this or the meat case, and it's going to cause huge disruptions, huge segregation in the industry. And those costs are all going to get passed to somebody, and usually it comes right back to the cow-calf guy. So we see this as a huge problem, not a solution. We see it as creating more of a burden, and we're afraid that the World Trade Organization, again, is going to strike this down. And if we can stop this before it gets started, that's why we've intervened in that lawsuit.
One of the areas that I know that NCBA has been heavily involved in D.C., and you're talking to a lot of lawmakers about immigration. This is a topic that a lot of your ranch folks, a lot of your feedlots folks, they are obviously needing workers, and a lot of times they look overseas.
They do, and this is an issue in the industry. It's not just for the cattle industry. It's also agriculture as a whole needs workers. Now, there are some that can get by with temporary workers, and there are others that need some year-long workers, and you get them trained up, and they need to be able to have some consistency. And so this immigration, but you know, there's another issue, the side of that immigration, and that's border security. And we believe, first and foremost, that border needs to be secure. And then we need to have a viable worker program so that people can come here legally, workers with legal documentation, and can do their work and then go back home. And we feel that this is really, really important. And if we could get a good legal worker program, we feel like a lot of the illegal crossings would probably cease, because most of the people are coming. Well, not most, but I'm generalizing. But many people are coming to this country because they're wanting to work. And if we could get a program that would allow them to come work legally, and then we think that it would slow down the immigration problem or the illegal crossing.
And some of these workers really aren't necessarily interested in citizenship as much as the job itself.
That's correct. We're not talking about pathway to citizenship on this deal at all. We're talking about a worker program. The citizenship issue is a whole another ball game. It's related, but it's not part of what our stand is. So we've been encouraged that Congress has actually even taken this up, started looking at it, because it needs to be looked at and it needs to be addressed. Again, I'm afraid as we look at Congress there, we're seeing some stalling and backpedaling, and we're not sure that we're going to get too much movement on this in the end.
At the end of the day, Scott, you know, as you think about the association, you think about this mid-year meeting and where we are, say, compared to your winter meeting that was held just, what, 3, 4, 5 months ago now.
Yeah.
Things have obviously changed quite a bit in the landscape. You mentioned the Farm Bill. You've mentioned, obviously, the Kuhl lawsuit. It seems like there's always something out there that the industry needs to focus on, and an important part of that is being involved, like a member of your group.
Absolutely. Things always come up. We didn't even get out of convention in Florida 5, 6 months ago before the secretary had announced that they were going to start sequestering and having people not in the packing plants or the processing plants. It was an issue immediately that came up, and we had to work with it. We've worked through all these issues, and when you kind of get one tamped down and dealt with, another one rises up. It's like a blister that just keeps coming up in a different spot. But, you know, I guess that's the nature of the industry. And if you don't have producers involved, and if they're not speaking their mind and we're not collaborating together, then we're out there adrift. And we need to not be adrift. We need to be cohesive. We're a small industry anymore. We are a smaller group. We have smaller producers or smaller numbers of producers. And we need to be united in what we're talking about, not having divisiveness within our own industry. So, yes, they need to be involved. We encourage everybody to join their state associations, their county organizations, and we invite them to join NCBA as well.